So we'll stand behind you. Whenever we finally took him to court, he countersued me for $250,000. My wife laughed. I thought she'd cry, but she laughed. She said, he said it was because we interfered with his economic prospects. We sure did. He settled on the courthouse steps, paid back. We didn't get all the $40,000 we'd lost, but got $25,000 back. I take it you've all heard of Chuck Smith. Chuck Smith does a wonderful work. Last time I preached, but one that was from Chuck Smith to 8,000 people on a Sunday morning. Chuck Smith told me that some time ago, again I won't mention names, he got a solicitation letter saying they were facing a financial crisis. It began, "My dear Charles." Now, that would be like writing to Billy Graham and saying, "My dear William." Nobody thinks of him as Charles any more than they think of Billy Graham as William. That means he didn't know who he was writing to. In other words, a computer letter, wasn't it? It said, "How much we'd like to sit with you in your living room and talk face to face, but because we can't do this, this is a letter from my heart to yours." And they said they had a financial crisis, but if everyone on their mailing list would send $25, they could meet the crisis. Chuck Smith wrote back, "My dear so-and-so, your letter reminds me of a verse of scripture which says, many with feigned words will seek to make merchandise out of you. However, I wouldn't want to close my heart to a brother in need, but it would help me considerably if you would sell your summer home and raise $750,000. If I give you any more clues, you'll guess who I'm talking about. Now, I told Chuck, of course, that man never saw the letter and probably never saw your reply, but he's responsible. I told this story to my good friend living up the hill here, and he said, "You know, a lot of letters are sent out under my name, but I read every one that's sent out that I sign." God bless him. Isn't it a wonderful thing that God has kept that evangelist clear of scandal? Amen. Now, this question of solicitation touches a sensitive nerve of a lot of people. Hudson Taylor never asked money from anyone and did a great work for God. William Booth asked for money from everyone and did a great work for God. I modeled my life on Hudson Taylor, but I certainly don't judge anyone who feels that the proper thing to do is to let the Lord's children who are interested know of the need. The only reason, or maybe I should say the main reason that I did it, was I started in the middle of the worst depression in history and started out with 65 cents. And I stayed that, which showed that God could answer prayer. That's been my testimony. But if you're going to solicit, you've got to be accountable. That's the big thing. So it brings us to the other side. Misappropriation of the Lord's money. Let me read some verses to you. Now we turn to the Acts of the Apostles. Chapter 5. It refers to property and money. "But a man named Ananias, with his wife Sapphira," they were both in on it, "sold a piece of property, and with his wife's knowledge, kept back some of the proceeds, and brought only a part and laid it at the apostles' feet." The context is this. At that time at Pentecost, they held all things in common. Such a crowd had gathered in Jerusalem, were being ministered to, that those who had wealth sold it, and with the money they gave it to the Lord's work. And of course, were greatly appreciated. Now, this man made a sort of deal with his wife. We'll sell a piece of property and we'll just give part of it to the Lord, but we'll get credit for all of it. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the proceeds of the land? Notice the next point. While it remained unsold, did it not remain your own? After it was sold, couldn't you do what you liked with it? How then is it you've contrived this deed in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. Now, I'm not going to tell anyone what kind of house he has to live in or what kind of car he has to drive or anything. Yes, but if you tell the Lord's people that they're giving to the Lord's work and use it for your own benefit, you're cheating. If you're open, say, I wanted to buy a Mercedes-Benz or whatever. I want it for this or that and the other thing. You can be perfectly open. Now, if you're a member of an organization that is accountable to its constituents, then you're protected. But it says, when Ananias heard these things, he fell down and died. What a terrible judgment. And great fear came upon all those who heard of it. The young man rose and wrapped him up, carried him out and buried him. After an interval of about 3 hours, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. Peter said to her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. She said, yes, for so much. And Peter said to her, how is it that you have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? You may say, hold on a moment. They had just deceived the church, that was all. It says here that they lied to God and they tempted the Spirit of the Lord. And judgment fell upon this poor woman too. And what happened? Great fear came upon the whole church and all who heard of these things. But it didn't stop the work. Now put this in a modern context.